Welcome to the Accent Training Podcast, a podcast where I teach you to command the sounds of the American accent. My name is Pat. I'm an accent coach. I live in Mexico. And I'm sitting up on a terrace on this lovely Tuesday morning. There are lots of birds chirping in the trees around me. A little bit of traffic on the streets outside of the house, and the sun is beating down. It is hot, but I'm getting a little vitamin D. Not too much, or I turn red, like a lobster. However, today's discussion isn't going to take too much time, because today we're just going to talk about two words. The words loose and lose. You see, a good friend of mine who's helped me out with a few episodes in the past, Adriana, has requested that I discuss these two words, loose and lose. Now, my good friend Adriana is from Uruguay. And in Uruguay, they speak Spanish. And in my time here in Mexico, I have noticed that a lot of people mix these two words up, loose and lose. And I can't blame you. There's a very subtle difference between the two. So we're going to discuss these today. We'll discuss what makes them similar, and we'll discuss what makes them different, and we'll practice both of them a little bit together to make sure that you get the hang of it for yourself. Now, we'll get around to that in just a moment, but before we do, I've just got to remind you, my friend, that hitting the subscribe button to this podcast is imperative to taking control of your spoken English. When you hit subscribe, you will know whenever new episodes come out to this podcast, and you will be amongst the first in the entire world to learn whatever our topic of discussion is. Now, you can imagine the advantages of knowing something that other people don't, having a skill that others do not. This makes you indispensable in the workplace. If you've got a crush on someone, this will impress them. You'll be able to show them, hey, my English is better than everybody else's. They'll be blown away by your linguistic skills. You'll get married and you'll have brilliant, beautiful children. All because you hit subscribe to this podcast. So make sure that you hit subscribe or follow this podcast right away to be updated whenever I have a new episode available for you. Which is typically on Tuesdays, by the way. Typically Tuesdays, sometimes a little later in the week, but usually on Tuesdays. Anyway, on to today's lesson, loose and lose. Now, the trick to getting this is something I actually discussed back in episode number 67, titled Stretching Vowel Sounds. You see, here's what happened. In English, we have voiced sounds and we have voiceless sounds. A voiced sound is a sound that uses your voice. Your throat vibrates while you pronounce it. All vowels, for example, are voiced sounds. A, e, I, e, u. Many consonants are also voiced sounds, like l, m, v, z. But there are also many consonant sounds that are unvoiced, also called voiceless, like s, th, f, sh, ch. When I pronounce these, I only have air coming through. S, sh, ch. Now, when we're pronouncing the word loose, loose, like L-O-O-S-E, loose, I have a loose shoelace, or these pants are too loose. Like, they're not tight enough to your body. Your pants are too loose. That's always a nice thing, right? Well, that word loose is ending in a voiceless sound. An S. S. Loose. Now, in a few previous episodes, we've seen that sometimes the letter S will be pronounced like a Z, right? Or Z, as I've said. You could also call it Z. But it'll be pronounced with voice. You see, S and Z hold the same position, it's just Z adds voice. Whereas S is voiceless, it's just air. S, z. So when we pronounce the word lose, we're making sure that the S sounds like a Z. We're giving it voice. You can tell if you're doing this by putting your fingers on your throat. Lose. Don't lose your key. Or, we can't lose. We won't lose. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. We hear that in a lot of movies, right? I don't want to lose you. So the S sounds like a Z in the word lose. L-O-S-E. S changes to a Z sound. Lose. All right, we got one major difference down now. Loose and lose. Loose and lose. There is one more difference between these two words, which is very important when it comes to vowel sounds. Now, this is the fact that if a vowel sound comes before a voiceless ending, like an S, then the vowel sound is cut short a little bit. It's not pronounced as long. It's not held out. It doesn't receive the same length as a vowel sound coming before a voiced ending. Listen closely here to these words again. Loose. Loose. Let loose a little. Loose. It's very quick. Lose. Lose. Don't lose your mind. Lose. It's not quick like lose. Lose. But it's lose. It stretches out in the vowel sound. And then it voices that S as a Z. Whereas loose, loose, is very quick in the vowel. And it goes straight into an S. Loose. Now this gets tricky because if you look in a dictionary or if you look on Google, it says that they both have the same vowel sound. A tense U. And that is correct. They are both technically the same vowel sound, but as you can hear, one is longer than the other. Lose. L-O-S-E. Lose. Stretches out more because S is voiced. Whereas loose. Loose. A loose screw. This guy's got a couple screws loose. It's like saying this guy's kind of crazy. He's got a couple of screws loose. Maybe you think I've got a couple of screws loose. That's all right. At least you listened to this far into the episode. If I got a couple of screws loose, at least it's entertaining, right? And educational. Because this is what I gotta do so that I don't lose my mind. Or we could even say lose it. Lose it. I'm gonna lose it. That means I'm gonna get very angry. I'm gonna lose it. But if we say I'm gonna lose it. Well, for one, people don't typically say that, but it's kind of like saying, you know, I'm going to let go of something. I'm going to lose it. But I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. My mom is going to lose it if I'm late for dinner. She's going to lose it. And that's our lesson for today, folks. Just those two words, loose and lose. If you want to get clear differences between the two, you've just got to pronounce one of them with a vowel a little bit shorter and a voiceless ending. Only an S on the ending. Whereas the other you would give a longer vowel to and you'd make that S more like a Z. You would voice it. You would stretch it out. Let loose versus don't lose. Don't lose. Now, you may have some questions, like when does S sound like a Z in the middle of a word? Or how can I tell when to stretch my vowels out? Maybe you want to practice that a little more. Well, hey, like I said, episode number 67 is going to cover stretching vowel sounds. You want to check that out. In fact, I'll even put a link in the description so you can really get in depth with this. And if you want to work on identifying when to make S sound like a Z, well, then I invite you to look back on episodes number 118, 116, and number 26. I'll also put those links in the description. Because, honestly, S does sound like a Z way more often than you may be aware of. And if you take a little time to open your ears and open your mind to this, and you practice along patiently to let your muscles adjust, you'll pick up on this in no time. And so, my friends, check the link in the description, and if you want to take this to another level, I will see you there. However, for now, I've got to get going. I need to edit this episode, and then I've got to get back to work on some other things. I've got a lot going on these days, folks. A lot going on. The summertime is a time for working for me. And you know why that is? That is because Estefania is pregnant. That's right. My beautiful wife, Estefania, is carrying my child. She is carrying the next in line to pick up the Bateman name. And this means I've got to get to work to make sure that baby gets a shirt on their back and there's food on the table. And as a matter of fact, my friend, if you would like to support this wonderful miracle of life, and you'd like to support this show, then make sure that you check out the description and you click on the link of the Udemy website. This will bring you to my video course, which, honestly, if you haven't checked it out yet, then you are truly doing a disservice to your English. You can learn English skills in many different ways. But aren't you tired of wasting your time scrolling through YouTube videos, seeing the same topics again and again and again, without feeling fully satisfied that you've truly grasped this lesson? Well, this is why I'm here for you, my friends. My video course gives your English the focused attention it needs to see some serious change in your accent without wasting your time. This is some highly intensive and focused accent training, and my friend, it's available to you on Udemy. Check the link in the description and let's start taking your accent seriously. Well, anyway, this brings us to the end of our show for today. I hope that you feel proud of yourself for having taken a little time to boost your language skills today, and I hope that this will help you loosen up a little before you lose your patience learning English. Anyway, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to chat. Oh, and one last thing. I just wanted to say thank you very much to Adriana Romero for suggesting this episode. This was such a great topic, and I'm so glad that you brought it to my attention. So thank you very much, Adriana, and have a good one, folks. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.